Welcome to Shulchan Machshava on the Daf Shir sponsor Lunishma Sam Yakashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding about Basra Daf Ayin Hey in the middle of the Agates of Rava Brachano, in the middle of the deep sugis that we are basing ourselves on the Shiurim of Mori Shapir Zatzal in the Sefer Nechus Yoma. We're holding in the middle of Amud Aleph and the two dats the Gemara brings a pasuk V'samti kod koid shim shusayich V'sharayich lavnei ekdach. It's a very long mimer. This is Maimer Lamed Aleph, the 31st Maimer of Agatas Rabbah Bacham. It's a long one. And the first part refers to the beginning of the Pasuk, and then the Gemara goes on to the second part with a story. We'll focus on the first part. The Gemara Dashim Samdik HaKotchim of Shir Saich, we have a Machlekes. The two Malachim that argued in Shemaim, Gavriel and Michoel. And some say it was Trea Moroim. Who is that? Yehudu V'Chizkiyah. What is it? Chadom HaShoyam V'Chadom HaYashveh. Two different types of stones. The question is, which stones will be Yerushalayim made out of? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'aveh kedein v'chedein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it will be both. So in the deep meaning of this mimer, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal here explains, the pshat is like this. These two stones that the Gemara speaks about, Shoyim and Yashveh, these two stones were an Avnei HaChoshen. The Shoyim and Yashveh were the two stones of Yosef and Binyamin. Every Shevet had his own stone in the Choshen. And Yosef and Binyamin had Shoyim and Yashveh. So really the Mechlekes over here is not just which stones, which precious stones will be in Yerushalayim, but what is the main essence of Yerushalayim? And here Rav Moshe goes on, he refers to something in short and will be ma'arich on it a little bit more. Rav Moshe says that in Yerushalayim there's two parts. There's one part of Yerushalayim which is called Yesoid, which means the Mashpia. From Yerushalayim, all the Shefa to the world comes out. And then Yerushalayim is called the place of the Malchus Hashem. It's a place where everything gathers together to be Mlam L'Chakodesh Baruch Hu. So Yerushalayim is Mokom of the Hashpah and the Mokom where everything is being received. And the Vilna Gaon in a different place explains that really this is the chil between Tziyon and Yerushalayim. There's two names Yerushalayim has. Tziyon and Yerushalayim. Tziyon refers to the Shefa coming out of Yerushalayim. As we mentioned before, Kimi Tziyon Michlal Yoifi Elokim Refiah. Tziyon is the source of all Hashpah is coming from above. Yerushalayim represents the receiver of all the Shefa, where everything has come to effect, where you have here the Malchus Hashem is Gala with the Bisamigdush, with the Sanhedrin. Everything is coming and being revealed this way. That's why always in the Tfilos comes out based on the Goyim. Tziyon always stays when Am Yisrael go to Golos. Because the Mashpia, the source of Shefa, stays in Yerushalayim. That doesn't go away. What goes away is the receiver. There's nowhere to be Mashpia too. So when we finish, we come back to Golos, from Golos. It says, Machzir Shechinosoi Letziyon. Tziyon the Mashpia, Shechino is the receiver. And the bracha that we add in Tisha B'Av, we say, Menachem Tzion Ubreini Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is what's destroyed. It's what needs to be built. The receiver of all the Gedusha. The Tzion, which is a Mashpia, doesn't have who to be Mashpia too. Menachem Tzion. Throughout the keynotes of Tisha B'Av, we go through all the Tzion is crying. Tzion Eloi Tishali. The Tzion is crying for what? For the button to come back. The Tzion is the Mashpia, stays over there. Yerushalayim is what goes to Golos, has to come back. Tzion is the Mashpia, and Yerushalayim is the Mekabel. So, Kor Moshe, this is the Mechlekes over here. Mechlekes is, what is the main part of Yerushalayim? Is it the Koyach HaShpah or the Koyach HaKabbalah? Keyadua Yosef and Binyamin represents these two things. Yosef is the Mashbir L'chol Haaretz. He's the one who gives out to everybody. Binyamin represents me the Samachus. From Binyamin comes Shaul, who's the first king of Am Yisrael. From Binyamin comes the Mordechai and Esther, who are the Melochim and Golos. They are the Sheikhs to Malchus, belongs to Binyamin as well. So the Mechleka says, you have Yeshayim and Yashir, what is the Ik of Yerushalayim? It goes on to bring Divrei HaMaharal, why the two Melochim that are arguing belong to this Nekuda exactly. But what does the Gemara say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yekod Koid, Kadein VeKadein. Both the Pchina of the Mashpia and the Pchina of Mekabel, Tzion and Yerushalayim, Shoyim and Yashri, all come together in the ear of Yerushalayim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.